Hi guys, I hope you're enjoying Benes Manim. I've started preparing the Agadah Tashir already for next year. I'm dabbling in some of the Agadah in Bracha, and I wanted to share just a short idea from the Gra. So the Gemara in Bracha Tafei, following in obviously a very old tradition that appears many places in Tanakh and Chazal, assumes that that punishment is linked to sin, perhaps not exclusively, and that's one of the key questions here in the Gemara that I'll deal with more probably next year. The Gemara says that Amar Rava Vitim Rav Chizda Imro Adam Shisurin Bayin Alav. If someone sees that bad things are happening to him, so Ifashvesh B'Masav, what he should do is he should look into his deeds to figure out what caused the suffering. Now, again, it's an interesting question as to whether the Gemara here is assuming that that punishment automatically is the assumed reason for suffering, or the Gemara just thinks that religiously the right thing for you to do is to use suffering to motivate you to do tshuva, but it's not necessarily assuming a causal link. But whatever it is, the Gemara says the first thing you should do is at least attempt to find the rationale, the reason for the what sin you have to fix. But then the Gemara says, "Pishpesh v'lo matza yitle b'vitul tara." If you looked into your deeds and you don't find anything, so then you should hang it, attribute it to bitul Torah, to the fact that you didn't learn enough Torah. And then the Gemara goes on and says, and if you don't find anything, so then it's Yisurin Shalahava, whatever Yisurin Shalahava means. And that's a very, very complicated topic. But I want to focus just on a brief comment by the Gra. So the obvious problem in the Gemara here is, what does it mean if Ashpesh B'Ma'asav, look into your deeds and see what you did wrong, and if you don't find anything wrong, so then assume that it's Bittul Torah, meaning at the end of the day, Bittul Torah, whatever it means, is also a sin, is also problematic, is also a religious failing. And therefore, what could it mean that if I don't find anything wrong, so then you know that it's Bittul Torah, meaning Bittul Torah is something wrong. So many of the Mefarshim try to come up with explanations of why Bittul Torah is wrong, but not wrong, let's say, in the exact same way, or not, for the purposes of this Gemara, not wrong in the same way. So, for example, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, yes, it's a sin. However, if you assume that the Gemara isn't just telling you to look for a sin that caused the punishment, but more some sort of mida keneged mida, like you know, you have a pain in your tooth, and that is supposed to somehow metaphysically show you that you were using your mouth to say wrong things or something like that. So then, if you find that you can't find a mida keneged mida like that, so then maybe Bittul Torah in some way is all-encompassing, and therefore can the punishment can express itself in any way. And therefore, if you can't figure out a mida keneged mida between what you might have done wrong and the way you are suffering, so then assume it's Bittul Torah. I mean, if you look at some of the other Mefarshim, they'll come up with other ideas. Assuming maybe this is a lesser sin because it's a particular type of Bittul Torah. And this you find, for example, in the Maar Ha'ayin, who says, well, maybe it's Bittul Torah that was sort of justified, or it was Bittul Torah. It was a case where you should have been Mevatel Torah and you didn't, right? Because like you miscalculated whether you should have been learning versus performing a mitzvah, right? There's all types of commentaries. But the Gra, I think, gives a very simple read, which is radically different. And the Gra says in his parish on Brachot, Imrei Noam, says, Yitle Bittul Torah, goes like this. If you can't figure out what you're doing wrong, it's not because you're not doing anything wrong. We all have things that we do which are wrong. But if you can't figure out what it is, it's not because it's not there. It's because you're not educated enough to know what it is. Yitle bevitil Torah. Attribute the fact that you can't figure out what you're doing wrong to the fact that you haven't learned Torah enough, and therefore you're not even aware that what you're doing is wrong. So it's not the sin of bitul Torah. It's that without Torah, you're not even capable of understanding what it is you're supposed to be doing. And that, I think, is a very simple insight, but something that's worth remembering, that besides for the mitzvah, obviously, of Talmud Torah, if you're not involved in Torah, including practical Torah, including halacha, you simply, it's not just that you, right, are going to do things wrong, but that you aren't even capable of knowing what you're doing wrong and what it is you're supposed to be doing. Meaning, the ability to have an informed religious life, where you choose to do the right thing, or you fail and you know you did the wrong thing, even being able to make that choice, right or wrong, requires knowledge. And Talmud Torah, in addition to the fact that it's a mitzvah, it's what enables you to even have a religious life where you're making sophisticated choices, because you know what it is you're supposed to be doing. Without that knowledge, you might think you're doing the right thing, and you're not. You might, and instead of, you know, and even when you sin, right, when you sin and you know what's wrong, then you have a better chance at fixing it because you're aware we did wrong, you feel guilty, and the like. If you don't even know, so ignorance may be bliss, but there is no ability for preparation, for repairing it and doing the right thing. And that's why the Gra says, Yitle bitul Torah, when, you know, it seems like you're doing something wrong, but you can't figure it out, realize that might just be because you're not informed enough. And one of the reasons that we're so devoted to Talmud Torah is to make sure that we know what we're supposed to be doing, and can have a sophisticated approach to what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, so that we can improve the way we're acting in a informed and educated way.